Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
More layoffs at Google, this time with an X, its innovation lab responsible for moonshot projects. Today, what's inside that moonshot factory and what might actually become a business and why it's important for Google? It is Tuesday, January 23rd. Welcome to the Tech Check Podcast. I'm Deirdre Bosa with Mark Gilbert. Mark, good morning. When is the last time you had a crazy idea like replacing ocean freight with cargo blimps?
That's a great question. Probably never.
When did you last try and solve humanity's biggest problems?
Humanity's biggest problems? When did I last try to 10x humanity's biggest problems instead of just solve them 10%? Yeah, I mean, you know, probably a long time ago. So yeah, that's the topic of, that's the topic of X within Google. And it's the topic of our podcast today. Google, as we've been talking about, has been doing these rolling layoffs in many parts of the business. We hear about, you know, a few hundred or a few dozen employees every few days. The latest, right, is Alphabet is finally taking a hard look at its moonshot factory. This is the part of the company known as X, and Alphabet will now turn to outside investors to help fund some of those projects, which is going to allow for easier spinoffs of those, X projects into separate companies, and it's going to involve some layoffs.
Right. And we will get into what exactly X is and the kind of projects. We hinted at it at the top, but we'll get more into that. But first, I mean, like the financial implications of this comes after years of pressure from Wall Street and very, very heavy financial losses. So the moonshots sit, once they graduate from X, they sit in this division at Alphabet called Other Bets. And so it breaks it out every quarter and you can see how much it makes and how much it loses. 2022 alone, these are just like staggering figures. The division lost more than $6 billion in operating income on just over $1 billion in revenue. So this is really almost like a venture firm within Google, right? Where they're willing to burn through billions and billions of dollars just for the promise of the next big thing. But again, more on the Wall Street implications. This is something that Wall Street has been calling for years, right? Because just that plain number, $6 billion loss on $1 billion in revenue. This isn't moving the needle in terms of, you know, new businesses and new revenue streams, but it is just bleeding money. So a few years ago, this was in 2022 when, you know, everyone was calling for more efficiencies. The activist investor TCI wrote in a letter, Alphabet's investments in Other Bets have been unsuccessful, and they called on management to cut losses by at least 50%, among a few other things, like doing more share buybacks.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting to look back at that letter from 2022, sort of an artifact of a different time. But yeah, TCI, big investor, wrote that the cost base for Alphabet is too high and it needs to cut aggressively. Basically, five things it wanted, right? It said that Alphabet had too many employees. It said the employees were paid too much. It wanted Alphabet to establish a target for margin growth, basically. It wanted Alphabet to increase its share buyback. And then that fifth thing that it wanted was to reduce losses and Other Bets. So we've seen the layoffs. I think now the question is, are we going to see a significant change in the investment in these, you know, quote unquote, Other Bets, of which X is a large part? You know, I think, Dee, it's sort of hard to argue with for all the attention Google's culture gets of, you know, employees being free to work on interesting ideas and, you know, outside of the main remit of their job, this sort of like free, open culture of experimentation. Not much, you know, success financially from any of the Other Bets so far.
I would say financially, yes, that's right. But I think on a broader point, progress, you could say it's more mixed, right? There have been some moonshot projects that have gone on to significantly support the core business, right? So X is where the company, let's go through it. X is where Alphabet pursues things that sound undoable, but if done, could redefine humanity. Just a small ambition there, but that's, you know, that's directly from the website. They want to solve humanity's problems. They have on the website this Venn diagram as well that kind of sums it up. A moonshot is where a huge problem, breakthrough technology, and a radical solution meet up. So that has meant everything from self-driving cars, part of that Waymo division, to ocean preservation, to internet balloons from Loom, which was ultimately shut down. Because some of these projects have proved too ambitious, but that's part of it, right? There's going to be some that don't work out, but others, and this goes to my point of progress has been mixed, others really have gone on to graduate into Alphabet's other bets units and take a bigger role within, you know, the core itself. Google Brain, for example, was the deep learning division that became the backbone of its AI strategy, and it merged with DeepMind in 2021. This is, you know, its whole proposition in artificial intelligence. It's why they are where they are. You could debate whether they're behind or ahead, but there's also Waymo, right? Grow out of X as well. And, you know, now you see autonomous cars all over San Francisco and increasingly in LA. And today there was news that it's going to be targeting, going to start training on highways too. So, you know, these projects, some of them have promise, but then there's many, many that have not panned out.
Which sort of definitionally makes sense for a moonshot factory, right? Is that some of them are going to work and some of them aren't. Basically, this investor was just saying, you know, cut it, right? Just do the part that we know works, which is search. You know, I think you brought this up, but Waymo, right, is it graduated from X. It's now part of the other bets division. And I think at this point, the future of other bets strategy is clearly tied up with the future of Waymo, right? Because, you know, Waymo is successfully putting cars on the road. We saw the issues last year with Cruise, which is owned by GM. You know, Waymo is now clearly the leader in autonomous driving. They have cars actively out on the streets. So that's proved a lot of the haters wrong, I think, right? If you look back at this letter from 2022, you know, the Waymo is out there, but can it be a profitable business? Can it be like an enduring business model? Can it move the needle for Google? Does it even, you know, ever really rank as a material significant business?
Those are two like very distinct questions. Can it be successful in autonomous driving? Sure. But can it be profitable? And that's what Wall Street cares about. And when I think about these businesses, like an other bets unit, it's nice to have, but it's not need to have. Although we can debate that as well, because the next point of this, right, is the trajectory in the future of Google's core advertising business. We've talked about this a lot. It's often been called one of the most lucrative and greatest business models of all time. And that has paid for these moonshots, made it even accessible for Alphabet to work on these things. But this year, that cash cow could come under pressure. One, growth is slowing, or, you know, at best inconsistent over the last few years. Two, cracks are showing in the Meta Google digital ad duopoly that has been so strong over the last decade. And then three, the DOJ is looking into its ad tech practices. So there's signs of pressure on that core business that has been used to pay for these moonshots.
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of at the core, it's like, would you want, there's sort of a debate about what a Google or what some of these large tech companies are. And if you're an investor and you're looking at this, do you view Google as like a mature, sort of utility-like business, and you just want it to run its very profitable, you know, enduring business, which is search ads on, you know, Google searches and YouTube, mm-hmm. you'd count in that as well, and just, you know, flow that money back to investors? Or is Google still like a, you know, big innovative ideas who's going to have, you know, all these future business lines that will, you know, like around artificial intelligence or around Waymo that are going to blow search out of the water and are going to, you know, create this new leg of growth? And I think as an investor in Google, you probably have some of both, right? Some investors who just view it as this search business that's very mature and very profitable and very predictable.
And they don't want to upset the apple cart. They just want them to double down on that.
A bunch of other people who are like, no, Google, I'm investing in the future. And I think that you have a real tension there. And I'm not sure all of, you know, Google's investor base would agree. Yeah. Just take all the profits from search and flow it back to investors. They want that investment.
To your point, do more buybacks, right? Return more capital to investors. Right. Whereas that is like such a kind of foreign thought in Silicon Valley. Like, why would you give money back to investors? Aren't they investing for the future, right? And that's just, again, that's such a Silicon Valley mindset. But when you have companies like Google, but also Apple doing buybacks, it's like, okay, why can't they do more if these are cash cows? You know, the point is maybe they can do both. And in periods like this, when investors are demanding greater efficiencies, they want more buybacks. So it is this sort of tricky balance that they have to walk, and the biggest companies in the world have to walk. Our producers, Jasmine and Laura, in our group chat, they're just chatting. They just posted an article that was just published today. Apple dials back cars' self-driving features. Remember, it's just a point Laura makes us. Moonshots, they're harder than they look, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key too. It's like, it doesn't matter whether it's Google or anything else, but I would argue on the other side of that, Amazon is an indication of why they're so important. Amazon's core business of e-commerce, famously low margin, not very profitable. And AWS was essentially a moonshot. Their cloud computing business, that's what Jeff Bezos and Andy Jassy built and ends up paying for the core. So you take a big shot like that, something that didn't exist before, like cloud computing, and it could end up paying for your core. And then even more recently, their advertising business kind of came out of nowhere. When I talk about cracking the Meta Google digital ad duopoly, a lot of that is Amazon. So you understand why they want to do this and why they need to look for different revenue streams. But it raises the question, like, is Other Bets the best place to do that? Notably, Google's own cloud computing division doesn't sit within Other Bets. It sits within the core. And even though they're still a distant number three, I've spoken to people who say that this could ultimately be as big of a business as search, if you think that, you know, we're at the early stages of this. So maybe that's where they put their efforts, and definitely something that investors, that Wall Street loves. They love cloud computing businesses.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, sort of not to be like brutal about it, but, you know, Amazon is clearly sort of good at this, right? At sort of incubating these new business ideas, which turn out to be pillars of the company. With something like Google, you know, almost all of their successful products are 20 years old, right? It's like Gmail and Google Maps and Google Search and YouTube. And I think you could probably make a similar argument for Facebook, for all the changes that it's made. You know, it's still a company that relies on digital advertising, and its successful products, were either bought Instagram or WhatsApp, or they were, you know, they're at this point 2 decades old than Facebook.
You know, it goes back to, I don't remember what year this was, a long time ago, when Google split off its business, right? It restructured itself as Alphabet and split out Other Bets from the core business. And it's interesting you make that point, because, you know, its machine learning AI division grew out of the Other Bets, yet Google was still caught off guard by ChatGPT and Microsoft last year, or the year before, whenever it was. And they've had to sort of prove their point in artificial intelligence, even though they've been an AI-centric company for years and years before we were ever talking about OpenAI. So I wonder if splitting that business off has made integration into the core slower than it might have been otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a key question for Sundar Pichai. And I mean, I think Waymo is going to be a big part of that. You know, Verily is a health company that we haven't talked about yet on this podcast, but it's part of the Other Bets division as well. But if any of these other investments turn out to actually be parts of the business model, you know, it's going to go a long way towards Sundar Pichai's, you know, sort of legacy as CEO of this company. I do think it's interesting to think about which large tech company, so I just brought up Meta and Alphabet, but which large tech company is the most concentrated business model? I think those two are up there. Amazon, you just mentioned, right? It's sort of more diversified. Netflix, you know, I mean, we don't usually talk about it in the same breath as the other ones, but very, very concentrated.
Yep.
Apple, not well,
they
really.
They, and they tried to go into gaming, right? Because they needed, it's all about new revenue streams.
I mean, and now in advertising, you could argue, right, is a different revenue stream off the same core product. You know,
but the
an
point
Apple
is that eventually you get core mature. The key word is mature businesses, right? And these are supposed to be world changing tech companies with high growth. So,
but sometimes we see them trade, like, you know, when rates go up and you expect tech to sell off, and instead money flows into, you know, Apple and the biggest tech companies in the world, right? You see those stocks trade as more like, you know, safety plays.
Defensives,
right? I mean, it's the central tension. Are these companies the big, you know, innovators of our generation, or are they the safety, you know,
GARP? And is GARP good enough in this environment? But, you know, if you think interest rates are going to be cut this year, which is, you know, big question of debate right now, with some cold water being thrown on that notion, that affects moonshots that cost money and push profitability of those projects further in the future, something we talk about a lot. But we'll see. I have a feeling, Gilbert, that cuts at Google may not be over. This is painful, I have to say, though. It's, yeah, it's been like every week. Yeah. So we're thinking of them, and we will continue to cover this, though, and hopefully just try and search for the reasons why it's all happening. Tune in tomorrow.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.